She showed up to ask for those money. She should have made those money was on the back of some realization. And thus, he was pleased with his own self. So why did he take the trouble to undergo the study of such a vast individual?
श्रवण को वाचा सवई निवृत्ति निरता सर्वत्र उपेक्षको मुनि कस्वाभ्यति मेताम आत्मा नाम समभसम को सुग्रीव गोस्वामी श्री आत्मा राम He, this stroke will be explained in the next bhag. Atmaramastra Munaya. Atmaram, there are many varieties of meaning of Atmaram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained in 64 different ways. The Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great scholar. He is great in everything, but to make a show, at least he showed his scholarship in explaining this Atmarama Bhas. Samayi Nivritti Nirata Sarvatra upekshako muni. Nivritti Nirata, one who has ceased all material activities, he has practically nothing to do with this material world, and still it is said, kasva brihati metam, and still he went out and preached Srimad Bhagavatam when Parikshit Maharaj was going to die. So this is the question. How Atmarama becomes interested in other activities? His Atmaram, he is already satisfied. So these activities are not material activities. Nimitti nirata. We have to stop this material world and material activities. That does not mean you will have to stop your activities. The other part of the activities, they will begin after stopping this material activities. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuto Prasannatma Nasochati Nakankati. One who is Atmana, Brahma Bhuto, Aham Brahmasmi, I am not this material body. No more I have to do anything for this material body. Brahma Bhuta, Prasannat. People are anxious, especially the Kurmis, how to maintain this body. But when one comes to the conclusion that I am not this body, naturally, his interest for maintaining the body diminishes. Practically, it becomes need. Nidrahara viharakadi vijito. We find from the behavior of the Goswamis, they practically conquered over the necessities of the body. But that does not mean he has to cease all activities. The Mahabharata philosophy, they say that when one becomes Brahma Bhuta, Atmarama, He has nothing to do anymore. No. The Shastra does not say that. Shastra says that when you become Atmarama or Brahma Bhuta, your material anxieties, material activities, they become stopped. Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma. Prasannatma, he has nothing to do. Suppose if somebody is assured that now, henceforth, you haven't got to do anything, everything will come automatically. Naturally, one becomes Prasannatma, very jolly. I am free from the anxiety. Because this material world means full of anxiety. Sada samudvigna dhyam. That is material world. And when you come to the spiritual platform, there is no anxiety. No nasochati nakam. That is anxiety free. So, anxiety free does not mean you haven't got to do anything. Your material life is purified. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmala. When we become free from the designation, I am this body, therefore I am American, I am Indian, I am the father of this family, so I have got my wife, I have got my children, so many things. This is material relationship. So when we understand that I have nothing to do with all these things, certainly I become jolly, prasannatma. But it is not that cessation of our activities, no. Madhvakti lavate para. In other words, the Atmarama, they cease their material activities, but they begin their spiritual activities. Therefore we find Sukadeva Goswami, he ceased from all material activities, but when he saw that Parikshit Maharaj is very much anxious what to do. He is a Vaishnava, perfect Vaishnava, and Sukadeva Goswami is perfect Vaishnava. He approached him. That Parikshit Maharaj is perplexed.